Hey guys, Mubarak here. If you're at all interested in crypto trading, investing, and figuring out what are the best altcoins to invest in now, check out altcoinresearch.com. We just launched our new course that goes through the A to Z, regardless of your background or experience. And I know you guys are going to love it, so go check it out. Hey guys, Mubarak here of InPennyStock. Hope you're doing well. In this episode, I want to show you guys how you can get these top gaining cryptocurrencies with, you know, 24-hour increase of 19,000%, 1,500%, 450%, and really how to get in front of it, all right? How to chase the right trending altcoins and know that you're going to be able to get a gain, all right? Because there's something within these that will allow you to learn and kind of shadow. And it's not always, you know, obvious because it's happening real time, all right? And the crypto markets are even a little bit more difficult and a little easier, actually, than the stock markets, because the crypto markets are open 24/7, you know, weekend, night, all that, whereas the stock market is only open 9:30 to 4, right, Eastern or wherever you are. So that's why it's harder to kind of keep a hold on the crypto market. But the best thing about the crypto market is that it's very unregulated and very new. So all on Wall Street, all those funds have been trading the stock market for 50 years plus, and they have all these softwares and technologies and billion-dollar, you know, funds and PhDs putting together these models. And so you, as a crypto trader, if you want to be successful here, you obviously don't want to compete with that. You want to compete with all the retail investors. And fortunately, if you're watching this content, if you're listening to me, if you're paying attention to InPennyStock, definitely sign up if you haven't already, subscribe. But this will put you into the top 1% of traders, because trading has become so easy now and so much more, you know, commonplace. But that gives you an advantage, a very strong advantage, into getting ahead and into being able to be someone that stands out, because, you know, you're versing people that just don't know what they're doing, and they're just maybe trading off of an email that they saw or a tweet that they saw or any type of pump and dump, you know. So that's really what makes cryptocurrency so interesting, because there is that availability and possibility of just these type of pump and dumps happening, which if you know how to do, or if you know how to look out for, not do, but look out for, you can actually succeed, because you can actually know what's shooting up and why and how to get onto the right side of it. All right. So in this episode, I want to go over a little bit about some of these types of cryptocurrencies, what caused them to gain, and then I'm going to be breaking out a series of how to find the best altcoins. All right. Because there's some special altcoins out there that, you know, if you do the right due diligence and you use the right tools, you can actually find out where and why they're trading the way that they are, right? So these are some of the three that I'm going to talk about. I do want to open up a general one, and sorry, it's because I'm recording live here that it's kind of lagging a little bit, but I'm going to go through a few cryptocurrencies as well that I find to be very interesting, and why I'm keeping an eye on them so specifically as well, all right? So let's take a look now into this, what even happened here, why this shot up in such a large amount, and how long this cryptocurrency has been around too. Because a lot of the times people don't realize that certain cryptocurrencies, when they shoot up, is because they've only been around for a certain period of time, right? So in this scenario, you can see here that this cryptocurrency has not been around for a long time. It's a very new type of cryptocurrency, just September 25th, right? So always just kind of do your due diligence right off the bat that some of these are not the right ones to look at, because this shot up because it's just been created and doesn't have the volume, right? So let me show you the filters that are important to put in place, because here you see there's a ton of information, right? How do you actually know what is going to shoot up, all right? And the most important metric that determines the actual price of a cryptocurrency is not actually at all what they're doing, the technology or anything behind it, right? That's a very common misconception that I talk a lot about, that people don't understand that cryptocurrency and any asset, any stock, any coin, any commodity, unfortunately, it doesn't make sense in terms of the pricing, that it doesn't have to do with a very special type of product or technology or it's doing good or anything. The only thing you have to remember that it's a marketplace. So the only thing that matters is how many people are buying it and how many people are selling it. All right. And that's determined by this volume metric right here. It's a measure of how much the cryptocurrency was traded in the last 24 hours. All right. So you want to make sure that that is an important kind of metric that you follow, and then really understand the total market. All right. It's crazy that there's 12,000 different types of cryptocurrencies, because when I started getting into this about half a decade ago, there was less than 500. You can actually go back into some of the earlier in penny stock videos and see that. But really, this is a great website, and I'll give you more tools in the description of different type of tools. But CoinMarketCap is definitely something to keep an eye on, because it has a threshold of the top cryptocurrencies to keep an eye out on. All right, so one of the things I always want to do is I want to sort by price, because I want to see, right, if you want to get the next Bitcoin, if you want to get into the next type of large cryptocurrency, you need to follow the herd mentality, right? So because of the fact that it's an unregulated market, what's going on is that there's a lot of influencers out there. There's a lot of pump artists and people on Twitter and Discord and Telegram and all these random websites, probably on the dark net also, that are just pumping and kind of preying on unsuspecting people or just uneducated people, really, and pushing the price of a cryptocurrency. And you can kind of pay attention to what's going on based upon the volume, that in 24 hours, how much has been bought and how much has been sold. All right. Now, another very important kind of concept to understand is the concept of technical analysis when it comes to cryptocurrency. And so I talk a lot about that over at our, you know, trading academy at inpennystock.com, but that'll basically allow you to understand how to just look at a chart, look at any cryptocurrency, and understand whether it's going to go up, down, sideways, whether, you know, where are the lines of support and resistance. And the reason that's important is because people are the same, and the psychology behind traders are the same. So the same generation of top level traders that have been trading for the last 50 years are applying those rules here. And so if you know the rules of the game, you know how to win, right? So one of the most important things here is that the reason I skip through over these, even though I'm sure you've heard of Shiba Inu and all these random crypto coins, is that if it's less than a penny or two pennies or anything like that, it's really just not worth it, all right? It's very difficult for it to go anywhere. Sure, maybe Dogecoin might, and there might be a lot of volume traded, and you might be able to make a fraction of a penny, but in essence, any real trader stays away from that. And any kind of institutional money, right? And those are the whales. If you've heard of like crypto whales or, you know, that concept, when they're putting in their money, those are the people that move the market. So if you want to get a large percentage gain, you know, if you want to get 30% on your money, 100% plus on your money, you want to put it behind a cryptocurrency that people will have faith in and trust in. And so the great thing about the cryptocurrency market is it's international. So what you see here is you'll want to put a threshold here. Is I usually take anything over 2 cents as something of interest. So I'm going to be doing deep dives into why AMP, IOST, and Tron are very, awesome types of cryptocurrencies to keep an eye out for that I believe will 10 to 100x in the next year. And it's always good to measure it by volume. All right. So AMP, the only reason I would put that less on my rank list is because it doesn't have as much volume being traded. Whereas, you know, AMP has 33 million traded in the last 24 hours. Tron has 1.2 billion, right? Which means that there's a lot more people interested in Tron and into that type of cryptocurrency. So if you want to learn more, if you want to see which altcoins are going to shoot up, then definitely check us out at inpennystock.com. I'm going to be doing deep dives into all of these different cryptocurrencies and let you know where they're going to go. And the key thing about that is not learning about this specific cryptocurrency, all right? Because opportunities in the market come every single day. As you see here, the 17,000%, 1,000%, 500%. The key thing from my teachings is that you can apply it then to any cryptocurrency, and that's how you're going to get ahead. That's how you're going to find the next altcoin that's going to 100x or 1,000x. So hope you guys enjoyed the video. I'm going to be doing more deep dives at the Impenny stock back end. So please reach out to us at admin, that's admin at impennystock.com, or click for a free trial in the description below. I hope to hear from you guys soon. I want to see you guys at Impenny stock. Thank you. Take care.